From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with Philadelphia Phil and friends. Philadelphia Phil combines lively ragtime and fingerstyle blues interpretations of traditional Americana. Stay tuned to hear the music and stories. Philadelphia Phil and friends, coming up on Red Barn Radio.
Since it costs a lot to win, even more to lose, I wouldn't want to leave you standing here composing lonesome blues. Just go to show you don't really know. Watch each card you play and play it slow, because wait until your deal come round. Don't you let your deal go down, no, no. I've been gambling hereabouts almost 10 good years. If I told you all that went down, it would burn off both your ears. Just go to show you don't really know. Watch each card you play and play it slow, because wait until your deal come round. Don't you let your deal go down, no, no.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Please welcome Red Barn Radio's guest host, Brad Becker.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm tonight's guest host of Red Barn, Brad Becker. Welcome to all. I'm glad to be here for Red Barn's 467th performance. We're coming to you from the Performance Hall at Arts Place here in the great city of Lexington, Kentucky. Please welcome, folks, tonight's guests, Philadelphia Phil and friends.
Well, I hate to see evening sun go down. Well, I hate to see that evening sun go down. Well, it makes me feel like I'm on my last go round. If I'm feeling tomorrow just like I do today, feeling tomorrow just like I do today, I'm gonna pack all my things and make my getaway.
St. Louis woman with a diamond ring leads a man around by her apron strings. Well, if it wasn't for the powder and the snowboard hair, then my baby, she wouldn't have gone nowhere. Nowhere. Well, I love my baby like a schoolgirl loves pie. Like a Kentucky colonel loves his men right. I'm gonna love my baby till the day I die. Snowboard hair, then my baby, she wouldn't have gone nowhere. Nowhere, here we go. Well, I love my baby like a schoolboy loves his pie. Like a Kentucky colonel loves his men right. I'm gonna love my baby, hey, until the day that I die.
Here's Red Barn Radio's guest host, Brad Becker, with Philadelphia Phil. Here's Brad.
Philadelphia and Phil and friends, welcome to Lexington. Phil, I thought maybe I would start by talking to your friends, and then we'll come back to you, and you'll just tie it all together in a really neat way. I'm interested to talk to Jack. Jack, you know, your sound has been prominent. Mr. Jack Gummer is who I'm talking to now, and he's holding a beautiful national guitar. The lights are flashing off of it into my face. That's kind of cool. Makes me feel like I'm special. Have you always played acoustic slide, or have you done electric slide as well?
Playing electric guitar mainly, and playing slide.
I really love slide guitar. When friends are over, they're always hearing slide guitar playing. And who are the sort of the great influencers in slide? We're talking about Elmore James. And how would you describe the Elmore James style?
You know, it varied so much from Mississippi to Texas. It's just hard to pin it down. You got to do it state by state. More or less, because they're all different.
Do you have a favorite slide player?
Favorites. Too many to mention.
Yeah.
Of course, Dwayne Allman was always one of my favorites.
So he was an Elmore James type
style. Yeah, just it's Florida thing.
Yeah.
It's a whole different deal and a little more contemporary. Definitely a big influence. And Brian Jones, Keith Richards.
You're a Rolling Stones
aficionado.
Oh, yeah?
Historian.
So were you at Altamont?
No, I wish I could have been there, but...
What really happened there?
Nobody knows. If they say they remember, then they weren't there.
Don't you mess with my woman. Man is gone, get you killed. Don't you mess with my woman. Man is gone, get you killed. If she don't get your face, man, I guarantee that I will. Man, this ain't no threat. It's no warning. It's no. cross the lawn. If you mess with my baby, somebody's gonna do you some harm. Mess with my woman. Ah. Man, it's gonna get you killed. She don't get you first, man, I guarantee that I will. Give us some space, you better leave this town. Oh, the next place you're gonna be living is 6 feet on the ground. Mess with my woman. Man, it's gonna get you killed. If she don't get you first, and I guarantee that I will. Ain't gonna let you beg for your life. Make no last requests. I'm gonna speed you on to your final rest. To mess with my woman. Man, it's gonna get you killed. She don't get you first. Hey, I guarantee that I will.
Thank you. Thank you.
Do you continue to follow them, be interested in them? I noticed they're playing in Nashville this summer.
Yeah, not like I used to, but yeah.
Do you feel like their newer material is just, yeah?
Yeah. I still like it.
Tell us a little more about the music you've played in the past and what kinds of bands you played with.
Several blues bands, electric blues, mostly electric, pop rock back in the 80s. Had a band, we were on the basement tapes, the MTV basement tape contest, and had an album and the whole deal. That was out of Indianapolis. That was in the mid-80s. I think Eddie was on that as well. Punk band in New York City before that, and, you know, CBGBs and the whole deal. Early 80s.
CBGBs and the whole deal. Yeah, well, there are a lot of people listening who are musicians who would dream of having had that kind of experience.
Yeah, it was fun. We worked our way up to a Thursday night. That's that's not easy to do, but anyway.
So CBGBs on a Thursday night, and that was, when was that, roughly?
That would have been like spring of, I believe, 81.
Okay, so who was popular then? What were the sort of popular sounds and the kinds of bands that were being booked at CBGB's then, I wonder?
Just, you know, the usual. I mean, you know, they were still around, you know. I can't remember.
And that was sort of the time.
Was
sort of the time of the pretend.
He was living it. Yeah,
that's why
what am I thinking? I'm sorry. I'm I'm asking you to remember more than I could possibly remember myself. So
Blondie and Talking Heads.
Oh, yeah, people. Right.
They were
right.
All, that was in more 76. I was out there then. You know, in the 80s, they were still around. I mean, you know, they were just people just come and go. And there was other clubs, too. I mean, there was the Mud Club and PR3 was another one. Cafeteria. There was a bunch of them. They were all the same. But nothing like CBGB's.
Yeah, I bet.
Best gig in the world.
Oh, cool. Good sound system.
Oh, yeah.
Good, they, comfortable on stage and all that stuff. I bet.
Yeah, it was just dialed in. Excuse me.
Well, I don't go to church on Sunday. I don't get on my knees to pray. Don't memorize the books of the Bible. Got my own special way. I know Jesus loves me, maybe just a little bit more. Down on my knees every Sunday at the Red Lee's candy store. Well, it's got to be a chocolate Jesus. Make me feel so good inside. Got to be a chocolate Jesus, but keep me satisfied. Well, I don't want no Abba Zabba. I don't want no almond joy. Ain't nothing better but suitable for this boy. Well, the only thing that can pick me up better than a cup of gold, the only chocolate Jesus satisfies my soul. Whiskey in the shade, best to wrap your savior up in cellophane. If it blows like the big muddy, that's okay. Pour him over ice cream for a nice parfait. Well, it's got to be a chocolate Jesus. Enough for me. There's got to be a chocolate Jesus. Good enough for me.
Talking now to, not yet, but I'm about to talk to Rusty Humphrey. Rusty is anchoring things down over here on the right side of the stage. He's sporting a sort of Fender acoustic.
It's a Fender Kingman.
The Fender Kingman?
Kingman, yeah.
Is that a retro type instrument?
Yeah, it's a reissue. I think they built it back in the, maybe in the 60s, I think. It's essentially what it is a jazz bass neck on a dreadnought body with a Fishman pickup system in it. So it sounds lovely.
You play upright bass too?
Yes, I do.
Do you ever play upright bass with this ensemble? It sort of seems like it somehow sort of seems like it would fit.
I have. My real acoustic bass is kind of in a state of disrepair. I haven't had any real good reason to get it playing again because I have two electric uprights plus I have this. So this is easy to carry.
Electrified uprights?
They're electric. They're like stick type. One of them is an Aria, and the other one is a Clevenger five string.
Mm.
The nice thing about those is I can put a strap on them and wear them like an electric, or I can sit them in an end pin, either one.
There's a lot to be said for very large instruments are actually refined to the point where they actually sound good and they're easy to carry around. That's an awesome thing.
The Clevenger, it's hard to tell, you know, and especially in a big band, you can't tell that it's not the real thing. It sounds very convincing.
What about your musical journey? What's brought you to this place and this kind of music?
It was a bucket list item. Gosh, I've played all kinds of stuff. You know, I was in pop rock band with Jack back in the 80s. It was a band called Abstractions. And I'd done that. I did the rock club circuits. I did, you know, a tour with a bunch of guys that they were one-hit wonders from the 60s. And all that stuff I've done. Broadway musicals, an off-Broadway tour of A Chorus Line. I've done, you know, just about everything. I play in a 12-piece big band now that plays polkas and remakes and yes, rock stuff, and it's a lot of fun, horn section and everything. But I had never played in an acoustic band that does Americana folk music, maybe a little bit of grass here and there, you know, country, and I'd always wanted to do it, and there was an opportunity, and I knew Jack, and I sort of knew Phil.
Since it costs a lot to win, even more to lose, I wouldn't want to leave you standing here composing lonesome blues. Just go to show you don't really know. Watch each card you play and play it slow, because wait until your deal come round. Don't you let your deal go down, no, no. Been gambling hereabouts almost 10 good years. If I told you all that went down, it would burn off both your ears. Just go to show you don't really know. Watch each card you play and play it slow, because wait until your deal come round. Don't you let your deal go down, no. Since you bought wine for me, tightened up my shoe, I wouldn't want to leave you here composing lonesome blues. Just go to show you don't really know. Watch each card you play and play it slow, because wait until your deal come round. Don't you let your deal go down. Wait until your deal come round. Don't you let your deal go down, no, no.
You have a lot of musical training. I mean, when I think of doing things like Broadway shows and whatnot, I picture, you know, guys in a pit with music stands,
yep,
reading music and the whole business.
Dressed in all black so that we don't show up.
Are you formally trained as a musician?
Yeah, I went to Jordan College of Fine Arts at Butler University in Indianapolis. I was there in the early 80s. A lot of good players came out of that school.
You said there are a lot of great players who have come out of there, you being one. And are there others that you'd care to mention, others that our audience might be familiar with?
One that, he was there before I was, but one of the really talented bass players in Indianapolis is a guy named Steve Dockin, and he worked with Mancini and does a lot of recording and jingle work and stuff. He's a tremendous player. Oh, there's a trumpet player, Gary Graziano, plays with a couple of regional bands, you know, horn bands. And of course, now down to the south, University of Indianapolis, they have a great vocal program there, and they have the DeHaan Performing Arts Center. So there's a lot of, there's, you know, a couple different centers of the arts in Indianapolis.
So how's the Americana scene there?
We're working on it.
Yeah, well, good. Good. Well, that's what a good Americana movement needs is some
that's right.
experienced players.
Close your eyes.
Miss Jade, could you step up to the mic and tell us about you?
I come from a theater background, and I met up with Phil, and he insisted that I sing. I think he just wanted the legs in the show. Yeah, I've been singing with Phil for maybe 4 years. Yeah, 2010. He's just kind of opened up my world to this stuff.
This was your first musical performance experience with Phil and the folks?
Yeah, it was.
Well, that mockingbird gonna sail away. We gonna let it. Big bright moon gonna shine like a spoon. We're gonna let it, we won't regret it.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Philadelphia Phil, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with Philadelphia Phil after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.